17 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you until 6:35 tonight. And then Indians baseball comes your way with a sizable three-game series coming up against those Minnesota Twins. About as big as an early June series can be.
For sure.
Put it that way without putting too much of an emphasis on this series.
Let's hope they win a few of them.
Yes, let's hope they win a few of them indeed. A lot of awesome things happening in the summertime, and there is a big one coming up this weekend for the Amherst Historical Society and an even bigger one coming up in July. We are, of course, talking about the Amherst Historical Society's Long Barn Garage Sale, which is this Saturday, and the Village Fair coming up in July. And joining us here in studio right now, we have Bob Pogorelt joining us, and, well, Sandy Kaiser may or may not be here. So, Bob, thanks for coming in, man. How are you?
My pleasure. Doing good. Doing real good today.
Well, yeah. And you had to kind of brief me on what your role is with the Village Fair when we were talking off air, and then it all kind of made perfect sense because you told me your nickname was Pogi, and then all of a sudden the light bulb went off. The light bulb doesn't go off very often, so it was a really awesome experience for me. But let's focus on this Village Fair in July. For those that aren't familiar with the Amherst Historical Society's Village Fair, what are the details?
Well, actually, it evolved out of a lot of different things. They used to do a German fest a couple of years ago, and they decided that wasn't a direction they wanted to go. And actually, this evolved from, I said, well, why don't we do a chicken barbecue? Since they're my landlord, and my facility's right next to them. And it evolved to the old-time jamboree, try to bring back a community event. A little bit more than just a barbecue. And so it evolved into a sandstone village fair to highlight arts, crafts, and the nonprofits in the community. And so that's what we're going to try to do.
I thought it was fascinating how you guys are really trying to highlight all the nonprofits in the community, because certainly they need a heck of a lot more notoriety, no doubt about that. We've got a lot of wonderful ones here in the area. How did that idea come about? Because that really is an event that you hear a whole lot about as far as bringing all these nonprofits together and really kind of giving them a chance to showcase what they do.
Well, this is the first shot out of the gate for this kind of an event for us, but not really. Years ago, the Amherst Historical Society used to do the old-time jamboree and a potato festival. And when we started doing some research on it, it seemed to be that it really began with the community nonprofits and civic organizations basically getting involved in putting it together. And once we saw that, we said, this doesn't seem like a too difficult idea to try to do it. So we reached out to the Lions Club, the Rotary, the schools, some of the churches, and thought we could put together a family-friendly two-day event that centered around the Amherst community, but also brought in local crafters and artists for a 2 days with a little bit of music, and we'll see what happens. It should be fun. It's getting a lot of good responses so far.
It's July 13th.
July 13th and 14th.
13th and 14th. Okay.
Right.
And where exactly does this take place in Amherst?
It's right on the Amherst Historical Society's grounds. It's called the Sandstone Village. It's part of a Nord Family Foundation tie-in. We have a lot of historical buildings that will be open during the fair with guided tours on it. It sits on Main Street or Milan Avenue and South Lake in downtown Amherst.
Sure. Beautiful area for sure.
And it's gorgeous.
Down there. And you mentioned the arts coming in. Is that going to be sort of a gallery type thing, or are you kind of bringing all of it in from artists to musicians to things of that nature?
Yeah. Well, from the standpoint of an artist, we're looking for artist vendors.
Okay.
That would like to display some of their work. We're working on a couple of friends that have local artists that have done it. In fact, we just got a confirmation today. We're going to have a local artist from Wellington, Scott Marion, and don't quote me, I'm very bad on details, but I think it's something like a 6 by 8 foot painting mural that he's been working on, and he's actually going to be set up in the Grange Hall and painting it for the 2 days. So you'll be able to talk to the artist as he's creating it. And it's such a big one, but with such small detail, you'll be able to see it when he's painting it close up, step back and see what the whole picture looks like. So we're excited about that part.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Cool. It's sort of an interactive experience with the artist as
he's
painting. You can,
correct.
So folks will be able to ask him questions about techniques and things of that nature.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So hopefully it'll be a little learning process.
Yeah.
And actually we have one of the buildings on site houses an art class, and Jolene is actually going to be doing something similar in her place. We wanted to give it a little different twist from the typical craft show, artist show that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
It'll be a bit of a learning experience for folks as well.
For everybody.
All included.
Yeah, for everybody. So it should be fun. You know, and we got a lot of different things. There's a poker run scheduled for Saturday. Another different twist because we're in the with the Historical Society. It's a historic poker ride. It'll start in Avon.
Okay.
Avon Lake, actually, and you'll have stops at the Lorraine Historical Society. Then, of course, you have to have a watering hole. You go out to Mattis and then Huntington Grange Historical Society will be a stop, and then back to our place.
Fun.
And we even have a stop at the electric car in Avon Lake, so they're going to give out electric car cookies as we start that kind of process. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we have a car parade. Classic cars will start out Slimans Dodge and at I believe it's 12 and a 30 car limit, and we'll have a parade through the downtown area and some of the residential areas.
Nice.
And then land at the Sandstone Village for a car show. And with some of the garage, the old antique garages and the gas pumps, they'll have an opportunity to get a portrait, professional portrait of their car and in that surroundings. So it's kind of cool. We're looking forward to it.
Very good stuff. Again, Bob Pogorel joining us here in studio. Amherst Historical Society is having the Village Fair in July at Sandstone Village on the grounds of Amherst Historical Society, July 13th and 14th. And as I understand it, Mega Championship Wrestling is also going to be involved.
Yep.
There are going to be a couple wrestlers there also.
Yep, they'll be able to get their picture taken with them.
Very cool. We've had Jeff Traxler and the guys on Omega several times before. Great, great folks. And we also wanted to talk about the Long Barn Garage Sale, which is coming up this weekend. And right on cue, here is Sandy Kaiser with the Amherst Historical Society as well. Sandy, thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here. I got stuck in a little bit of traffic.
So. There's a lot of that around here these days. Yes.
It's very interesting out there, isn't it?
But it's good that there's traffic, you know. Yeah. We're having a Long Barn sale on Saturday, June 8th from 8 to 3. The Long Barn is located in the Amherst Sandstone Village, which is 763 Milan Avenue in Amherst. We have a lot of unique items. We have vintage items as well as furniture and a lot of books and small appliances. And it really is the biggest garage sale in Amherst.
Very interesting. Now, there's special interest items we've been told that are going to be a part of this as well. Where do all these items come from? Just residents that just kind of stop by and donate, or how does that work?
They're all donated items. People know that we're in the village and they like to donate to us. It helps to support the Amherst Historical Society. And so we like to hold these once a month in the warm weather, and then occasionally we'll hold them at other times of the year.
Okay, very nice. Now I have to ask if you can give us a glimpse as to what might be available on Saturday. Have you seen anything that's been donated already that you're really excited about that you think people are going to come by and say, wow, that's pretty interesting, haven't seen that before?
Well, we have a lot of new furniture that's coming in, new old furniture, let's say it that way. So dining room sets, we have dressers, a lot of chairs, artwork. We have some Neil Jenny original. He was a pen and ink artist who was located in Amherst. He had his shop there. So we have a lot of his old drawings as well. And just a lot of things that you're going to go by and say, I think my grandma used to have one of those.
That's the fun part.
Yes.
About garage sales, or in this case, you know, a Long Barn sale. So many unique items. And, you know, I think it's interesting for folks who actually donate these items as well, because you find that and you think to yourself, I didn't realize I had that. Or, you know, I was looking for that a couple of years ago, and it just randomly popped up. But that's really the cool part about these, isn't it? The reaction you get from people who walk in?
Yeah, it's fun because it kind of, you step back in time a little bit with some of the things we have. We also, with our village, have people that donate antiques. We look for things that are hopefully unique to Amherst area, but we do take all different types of antiques, and we display them in our buildings in the village.
Nice. What kinds of antiques that are sort of Amherst related do you think will be available this Saturday?
Well, there's some carnival glass. There is several set of dishes that were unique to Amherst. We have, again, lots of books, lots of history. We have some old school books, which was kind of an interesting find. So old primer books. And anybody who's interested, we have jewelry. And Neil Jenny is probably our biggest draw, with him being an artist from the city of Amherst.
Okay, very nice. Sounds like it's going to be very exciting. Again, this Saturday, can you run through those details one more time? The who, what, where, when, and why?
Sure. It's June 8th, and it's going to be from 8 until 3. It's at the Long Barn Sale, which is located in the Amherst Historic Sandstone Village at 763 Milan Avenue in Amherst. So if you take the Oak Point Road exit, and you would head south and go to a stop at blinking light, and then you go up to the intersection of Milan and Lake Street, turn right, and it's right there.
All right. Very good stuff. Well, it's going to be a very busy summer for the Amherst Historical Society, from the Long Barn Garage Sale this Saturday to next month's Village Fair. Going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, no question about that. Sandy, Bob, thank you guys both so much for coming in and shedding some light on the two events we have coming up, and we look forward to seeing you guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, we have several things coming up this fall as well. So we'll have Buy My Lanterns Light in October, which is a tour through the village with not-so-spooky ghost stories, and Christmas in the Village on December 1st. So I'll keep you advised of what our plans are.
That sounds like an excuse to have you on again.
It's wonderful.
Perfect leader. Right.
Now that I know where it is. And
now that you found it, right? Now that you found your
That's
way
right.
up here.
That's
Maybe
right.
when you come back in the fall, there won't be as much traffic, and they'll take some of those orange barrels away.
Oh, no, those are the state barrel.
Yeah, that's the state flower it's become, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you guys again for coming in. Again, Sandy Kaiser joining us along with Bob Pogorel with the Amherst Historical Society.